Vladimir and Vitali Klitschko are the first brothers to hold world boxing titles simultaneously.
From Kiev, Ukraine, the reigning and defending IBF, IBO, and two-time heavyweight champion of the world.
The brothers are the subject of a new film directed by Sebastian Denhart that spans their story from Kiev to Las Vegas and Santa Monica. And Vladimir and Vitali Klitschko join us now from the studios of NPR West. Gentlemen, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
The film opens, I guess it's in Kiev, when you were living, your family was living in a housing project. And it says, I think it's you, Vitali, saying you saw your first boxing match and you thought, this is disgusting. What changed your mind, or has your mind really changed?
I was young kid, and one day, boxing coach come into the school and ask all boys who want to be like Muhammad Ali. So strong, so good, and I was very disappointed. I was skinny, tall, and coach told me maybe another sport, maybe swimming, not boxing.
That's fascinating to me that in the middle of Kiev, in the old Soviet Union, Muhammad Ali was your inspiration.
Actually, Muhammad Ali made big motivation, but I am very thankful for Mike Tyson. One day we have a chance to see professional boxing matches in television. He won the world title.
That was Mike Tyson.
I was so impressed from the fight. I told to my friends, in one day I will be world champion. I beat the guy and takes his title away. Everybody look on big boy with huge muscles, Mike Tyson. Look at me, I was so skinny, and starting to kidding me. It's very important to have a dream and make a dream true.
Vladimir Klitschko, so what do we make of the fact in this film your mother says, I can't believe my boys became boxers?
Mother just, she couldn't affect, or she couldn't really affect our choice because we're boys. But our father was number one fan that we had, and mother's just supportive. She says, whatever guys you do, I wish you good luck, be good, be careful, and just make best out of it.
The two of you are world champions, but each of you have had, you've had a fight or two where you suffered some serious damage. I wonder if that ever made you think about walking away from boxing.
Well, I have experienced Vitali's fight against Lennox Lewis here in Los Angeles in 2003, and I saw this big cut, and there was right on the left side.
This is in the film, and we will, not to get too graphic, but that cut over Vitali's eye was so deep that the cotton swab disappeared in it.
It wasn't pleasant. I was looking at this injury, and I couldn't believe how deep the cut was and how much blood was there. And Vitali kept fighting, and it was tough to see your brother bleeding.
Ladies and gentlemen, the bout is called to an end. Referee Lou Moret, acting on the advice of Dr. Paul Wallace at ringside, has called a halt to the contest because of severe injuries suffered by Klitschko.
After this fight, Vitali just got stronger and better, and he was continuing to follow his dream to become a champion, get the title that Lennox Lewis and Muhammad Ali had. I had two losses in my life that during of 1 year, that was in 2003 and 4. I got two losses, and that was great motivation, actually, to show, first of all, to myself that it's not okay what happened to me, but it was important for my ego to show that it actually was a mistake, and I have learned from those mistakes. Something that doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Let me ask you both. Why won't there ever be a Klitschko versus Klitschko match?
We have gotten this question all of the time in different years, and our answer is still the same. We did promise our mom to not fight each other. If we fight each other, then the winner is going to be a loser, because there is no one could win the fight. And you can play tennis with each other, but you cannot play boxing. So it's a serious business.
Who's the better tennis player?
Ping pong player. or chess that what we actually do and did and will continue probably to do in our life. But I have a question for you.
Yes.
Why do you want to see this fight?
Why? You know, I don't actually. I don't. Okay. I would be. I don't mind telling you. It's not up to me, but I would be appalled by that.
Okay. Why did you ask?
That's what we journalists do.
Okay. Good.
We ask appalling questions sometimes.
Fair.
Each of you has a PhD.
Yes. Vitaly started first. I picked it up later on. And PhD, we do have PhD in sports science. It's something that is great to have as an experience because I'm practicing the qualities that I got through the science. I'm using it in my preparations for future fights and still using it right now and actually giving the advices, diet and training programs also to my friends or acquaintances or any people that actually need it and wanted to use it.
You're a painter too?
Yes, I did my painting work first time. That was last year, and I'm very happy to say that it was auctioned. And it was auctioned actually for a lot of money, and the money went to the charity. I liked it a lot. It's artistic, it's art, it's creative, and eventually when you see the work and you understand that people are ready to pay a lot of money to buy this art, and eventually you can also put the money in charity, it gives me certain motivation to continue that.
Has it helped the two of you to have each other on this journey?
Yes, of course. First point, thanks for my parents. They give me great present, my youngest brother, because without brother, my life will be so boring. And I am very happy to have a young brother. And not everyone have a brother who strongest man in the world, heavyweight champion of the world. And I am very happy with that.
Gentlemen, thanks so much. Very good talking to you.
Scott, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for the time, and sorry for our not perfect English.
No. You speak wonderful English, and a lot better than my Ukraine. Let's Go, the documentary, is showing now at select theaters. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News, directed by Claudine Ebade and produced by Gemma Waters, Kimberly Adams, Hansi Lo Wang, Chris Benderev, Ned Wharton, Elaine Heinzman, J.J. Sutherland, Tom Bullock, Colleen Shelby, and Jewel Johnson, Dee Dee Skanky, Jeff Bennett, Deborah George. Edit our program. Our technical director is Burke Hunt. Our librarian, Keem Maleski. Our web producer, Melissa Goh. Our show was edited today by Martha Wexler and produced by... got the name somewhere here. Peter Breslow. Sarah Lucy Oliver is our supervising producer. And the senior producer of Weekend Edition is Bridget Kelly. I'm Scott Simon.